This is AFM Pacific Radio Report. I'm Lance Corporal Jacob Colvin. The guided missile cruiser USS Lake Erie is currently underway in the Pacific. Petty Officer David Fluellen tells us about some of the ship's recent operations.
USS Lake Erie is on an independent deployment to the 7th and 5th Fleet areas of operation. The ship recently conducted a missile exercise where they launched a Standard Missile, or SM-2, the Navy's primary surface-to-air air defense weapon. While deployed to the Western Pacific and Middle East, Lake Erie will conduct maritime security operations and support theater cooperation efforts.
Elsewhere in the skies in the Pacific, Alaska's largest joint training exercise, Northern Edge, is underway. Senior Airman Khadijah Slaughter introduces us to Boom Operator Tech Sergeant Chad Holloway, who explains how fighters are maximizing their training.
Eielson Air Force Base and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson are hosting Northern Edge 2017 until May 12th. On this day, a KC-135T Shadow Tanker refueled 8 F-15E Strike Eagle jets and 4 F-22 Raptors.
The mission of the tanker is to extend the flight time for our receiver airplanes so they can either get more training done, travel farther, or put bombs on target farther away.
Typically, a tanker can refuel about 10 to 12 fighter jets while in flight. The mission of Northern Edge 2017 is to utilize a variety of U.S. forces to create two teams playing against each other in order to strengthen our overall national defense. The KC-135s have been an integral part of the effectiveness of this mission by extending the in-air training time for each fighter jet. Reporting from Eielson Air Force Base, I'm Senior Airman Khadijah Slaughter.
This has been your AFM Pacific Radio Report. For more news around the Pacific, visit us on David's Hub or follow us on the go at facebook.com/AFM Pacific Now. Thanks for listening.